It's Wednesday, May 5th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The COVID-19 vaccination rate in Nevada is still slowing down. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
The state is vaccinating an average of fewer than 14,000 people per day over the last 2 weeks. For comparison, Nevada was administering a 14-day rolling average of nearly 25,000 shots per day in mid-April. The state has administered more than 1.9 million shots. Nearly 46% of Nevadans over 16 have received their first shot, and roughly a third have completed vaccination. There are currently 388 Nevadans hospitalized for confirmed or suspected COVID-19. The state's test positivity rate has remained steady at 5.7% for about a week. Washoe County is reporting an average of 30 daily cases over the last 2 weeks. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Northeastern Nevada Regional Hospital in Elko is restricting hospital visitors after seeing an influx of patients with COVID-19. Visitors will not be permitted until May 17th at the earliest. There are a few exceptions, though. People undergoing outpatient surgery, minors, mothers in active labor, and patients with special needs who require a full-time caregiver are permitted one visitor. Exceptions can also be made for patients receiving end-of-life care. A week ago, there was only one person hospitalized in COVID-19 in Elko County. Much of the Mountain West is rural, and President Biden's first budget proposal released in April spotlights the needs of those Americans. It includes increased funding for things like housing and internet access. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
This is just the first version of the budget for fiscal year 2022. But so far, Keith Mueller says he likes what he sees. He's the director of the Rural Policy Research Institute.
It represents a commitment to investing in rural America so that it continues to be a sustainable place to live.
Mueller says he's especially glad to see housing be a big part of the equation. The budget has several proposals to increase funding for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development programs. When a more detailed budget comes out later this spring, Mueller says he'll be looking for a few things, like whether the funding increases are really enough to make a difference, but also,
are there strategies to get the funds out to the smaller rural communities?
Like the infrastructure proposal, a final budget will ultimately need approval from Congress. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
According to the U.S. Census, about 6% of Nevada's population lives in a rural area. The Nevada Department of Wildlife announced that the federal government agreed to transfer more than 23,000 acres of wetlands and pasture in Churchill County for long-term management and protection. It will be Endow's 12th wildlife management area. The area, referred to as Carson Lake and Pasture, is near Fallon and supports thousands of shorebirds and waterfowl during their migration seasons, the head of Endow said in a statement. Throughout the year, up to 150,000 geese, ducks, swans, and waterfowl use the area. About 1,200 birds use the area for breeding, according to Endow. Some Las Vegas Strip casinos can move to 100% occupancy after showing Nevada state regulators that 80% of employees have received at least one shot of the coronavirus vaccine. Wynn Resorts and the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas said Tuesday they got approval from the Nevada Gaming Control Board during the weekend to lift capacity and physical distancing limits and remove clear plastic separators from gambling tables. Outside casinos, Clark County lawmakers plan to allow 100% occupancy at restaurants, stores, and other businesses once 60% of the eligible public gets a first vaccine dose. A California tribe has announced that it's buying the Palms Casino Resort off the Las Vegas Strip. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported Tuesday that the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is expected to pay $650 million to acquire the hotel from Red Rock Resorts. The hotel has been closed since March 2020 when the coronavirus pandemic shuttered casinos across the state. The tribe's chairman says the deal was an important step and expects to acquire the Palms later this year. It will be the second tribal enterprise to enter the Las Vegas market in 2021. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, May 5th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.